Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom with a dash of real talk. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? We've all been there, right? Stress, overwhelmed, beating ourselves up over every little mistake. But what if I told you there's a secret weapon, a powerful tool that can help you navigate those rough patches with grace and resilience? It's called self-compassion. Think about it. We're incredibly hard on ourselves. Especially when things don't go our way. We get caught in this loop of negative self-talk, comparing ourselves to others, and holding ourselves to impossible standards. But here's the thing, wouldn't it be amazing if we treated ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and support we offer to our friends? That's the heart of self-compassion, recognizing that you're human, that everyone makes mistakes, and that setbacks are a natural part of life. It's about offering yourself warmth and acceptance instead of harsh criticism. And trust me, it can make all the difference in how you handle stress, cope with challenges, and ultimately live a more fulfilling life. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways on practicing self-compassion and acceptance that will help you become your own best friend. 1. Treat yourself like you'd treat a friend. Picture your best friend going through a tough time. What would you say to them? Would you berate them for their mistakes or tell them they're not good enough? Probably not. You'd likely offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Well, guess what? You deserve the same treatment from yourself. 2. Acknowledge your pain. It's okay to feel your feelings. Bottling them up only makes things worse. When you're struggling, acknowledge those difficult emotions without judgment. Saying something like, "I'm feeling really frustrated right now," can be incredibly powerful. Recognizing your pain allows you to start healing and moving forward. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever notice how our minds tend to race with negative thoughts? Mindfulness is all about bringing your attention to the present moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without getting swept away by them. Imagine yourself taking a few deep breaths, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. This simple practice can help calm your mind and create space for self-compassion. 4. Challenge your inner critic. We all have that voice in our heads that whispers doubts and criticisms. But remember, this inner critic isn't always accurate or helpful. When those negative thoughts arise, challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Cultivate gratitude. It's easy to focus on what we lack, but taking time to appreciate the good things in our lives can shift our perspective. Start a gratitude journal, write down 3 things you're grateful for each day, or simply take a moment to reflect on the positive aspects of your life. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who's been struggling with a difficult project at work. She's feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and doubting her abilities. You know that feeling, right? We've all been there. Sarah starts to spiral into negative self-talk. I'm not good enough. I'll never get this done. Everyone else seems to handle it better. But then, she remembers what she learned about self-compassion. She takes a deep breath, acknowledges her feelings of frustration and anxiety, and reminds herself that everyone makes mistakes. She breaks down the project into smaller, more manageable tasks and focuses on making progress one step at a time. See how that shift in perspective changes everything? Sarah goes from feeling defeated to empowered, capable, and even kind to herself. And that's the beauty of self-compassion. It allows us to face challenges with resilience and grace, transforming those moments of struggle into opportunities for growth. So, remember these key takeaways. Treat yourself like you treat a friend. Acknowledge your pain. Practice mindfulness. Challenge your inner critic. And cultivate gratitude. Go ahead, be kind to yourself today. You deserve it. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little extra self-love in their life. Let's spread the power of compassion together. See you back here tomorrow for another dose of Stoic wisdom with a side of real talk.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.